Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is Russian nukes, as in the big ones, and also suitcase nukes. Yeah, I mean, sad to say, there's two different kinds of nukes the prophecies say are heading towards America. So when God says, strong is the Lord God who judgeth her, he means it. First of all, if you have not already called 800-200-GOLD, I'd recommend you do so, because these folks can help take your IRA or your 401k and take it from just what could be worthless paper into actual precious metals that are kept near you, so you can access them quickly. 800-200-GOLD. Give them a call. First of all, we're going to talk about the big one. Russia nukes to take out the satellites first. And Maurice Scholar was shown that there's going to be three of them hit first. And one would be east coast, west coast, and one down the center of the United States. It would fry all the computer chips in the nation. And if you think about it, that's the pretty good thing to do, is first, before you attack, is you blind everybody and you take out all of their communications. First article, real dangers behind the Russian space nuke frenzy. A troubling U.S. national security warning has stirred chaos on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue this week, with the Biden administration confirming on Thursday that it believes Russia is developing weapons that threaten American infrastructure from space. The briefing comes a day after, serious national security threat urging the Biden administration to declassify all information related to it. In other words, they got wind that the Russians have put nukes in space. And they're trying to get the Biden administration to actually release all the information on it so we know what's really going on. Well, prophecies tell us what's really going on. So try to imagine that up here, when they thought it was a satellite, that satellite actually has a nuke in it that could be dropped at any time without warning to take out all of our communications. Now let's just talk about that for a second. So, if we took out all of our satellites, what would that do? Okay, yeah, I mean, cell phones, TV, radio, things like that wouldn't work. And if it's in the right space, right place, and prophecies say it will be, it also fries all of the computer chips. That means all the cars won't start. Anybody that does not have the EMP shield on it, which we'll talk about in a second. But the big thing is, if it takes out our satellites, that means all of our satellite-guided weapons are useless. In other words, it's kind of like my dad said, if you're going to get into a fight, first thing you do is pick you up a handful of sand, throw it in the opponent's eyes, he can't see, and then you can do what you want to with it. Well, that's kind of what Russia is planning with America. First, take out her lights, her ability to see, her ability to return fire. In other words, all of our satellite-guided weapons are worthless, and that's what this article is saying. Let's go on. Satellites are crucial components to the U.S. military's ability to leverage power around the globe, collect intelligence, navigate, communicate, in addition, deliver weapons. They didn't say that. They play a crucial role in missile warning and missile tracking for the U.S., and also missile delivery. From a military perspective, the ability to jam communications, especially strategic nuclear communications, is big. Obviously, it is. In 2015, the Kremlin reorganized its military to create a space force and has done so. Counter space systems. Russia tested a space missile against one of its own satellites, destroying it in over 1,500 pieces. So, what they're saying is they can take out all of our satellites. They can also fry all of our computer chips, take out all of our communications, all in the same moment. Oh, they wouldn't do that. Oh, yes, they would do that. And prophecy says, I'll read it to you in just a second, that's exactly what they're going to do. So, the threat comes at a time when the U.S. military is actively working to boost its missile warning and defense capabilities the same day. So what do? U.S. Space Force launched six satellites designed with missile tracking technology into low Earth orbit. In other words, they know it's coming. But, of course, they aren't doing the right things. So this is my favorite speaker out of 160 speakers we have making 330 DVDs over 25 years. Henry Gruver is both Leslie and I's favorite. Here's what he says. And what he did for many years is he walked and prayed over cities. He would get a map and systematically walk up and down every city, every street in the city. When he was done, he'd go up on a high point over the city, raise his hands, and reclaim the land for God. Many times he would see revival break out shortly thereafter. So after he'd been doing some praying, he says, I was in Wales, December 14th, 1986. I went on top of the Eagle Tower, the Carnarvon Castle. All of a sudden, I was lifted above the earth, looking down on the earth like a globe. I saw massive amounts of ships and airplanes coming out of this outlet above Norway, headed down between the United States and Europe, covering the whole Atlantic. I looked over in the globe. I saw coming out of the United States these radio communication towers. He didn't know what they were in 1986, but later he discovered that they were cell towers. I saw the communications coming out, but all of a sudden they began to sprinkle down on the earth like dust. And I thought, oh no. Oh no, they're not getting through. They don't know what's happening. They're totally oblivious. In other words, the first thing that the Russians do is take out our communications, all of our computer chips. Then I begin to see submarines emerging from under the surface, right on our borders, almost like they were on our beaches. The missiles took less than 60 seconds from launch to detonation. One hit Seattle, Bellevue, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Miami, and Tampa. I saw six nuclear blasts just literally level everything. I cried out and said, oh God, when will this be and what will be the sign of its coming? I heard an audible voice speak from behind me and say, when Russia opens her doors and lets the masses go, the free world will cry peace and safety and will let down their weapons. That's when it's going to happen. Now, let me jump to another article. Russia could blind the U.S. by taking out satellites using a nuclear space weapon. Well, we knew about that in 1986. Now in 2024, our government is figuring out it's a problem. So the article says Russia could blind the U.S. by using a nuclear-capable weapon to disable satellites in space. The threat concerned Russia developing nuclear space weapon, which according to reports would disable civilian communications, not just civilian, but military too. GPS surveillance from space, military command and control, the U.S. does not currently have the capability to stop it. Security experts have long believed that if the U.S. and Russia were to go to war, attacks to disable satellites, guess what, would be first. Now let's jump to 34 prophecies that say suitcase nukes are going to be hitting America, and now we know what causes it, and that is when we remove their finances. You remember Benjamin Fulford was told, we have ruled this planet for thousands of years, talking about the bad guys, and we'll destroy it rather than give it up. Well, there is a plan to remove the SWIFT financial system, that's the Molochs, that's those, the deep state, whatever you want to call them, that own and control and have for at least 300 years, we know, truth be known, probably all the way back to the pyramids, and they own and control our financial system. It's also the Federal Reserve, but it's bigger than the Federal Reserve. So the first article, unaccounted suitcase nukes, echoes of the Cold War linger. So it goes on to say in 1997, Alexander Lebed, a former Russian national security advisor, over 100 suitcase nuclear weapons, he claimed, had been smuggled into America. He said each one is about a 1 kiloton or 1,000 tons of TNT. The devastation could wreak is unbelievable. He said the United States is no stranger to the concept of portable nuclear weaponry. During the 1960s, the U.S. also developed its own miniaturized nuclear device called a special atomic demolition munition, which similarly packed an explosive charge of about the same 1 kiloton. Now, let me back up here. Also, it was never operational in America. However, the Russians did make, the report is, 500 of them. 200 of them were lost in Russia. And the word is 50. And by prophecy, 35 of them were actually smuggled and now still remain in America. Here's what you need to know. So what do you look for just before the suitcase sneaks go off? 7:30:21, Jason Meeks. The dream started. I was at an ATM pulling some cash out. I realized I didn't get enough, so I put my card back in, but now the fee on the receipt jumped from $42 usually normally $1 up to $42. The transactions were within seconds. In other words, the old SWIFT system had been removed. Now that's important. As we drove back home, we stopped at a major bank. The television screens were showing massive arrests. Remember, I told you, I heard one afternoon while taking a nap, massive arrests. And also, I've covered that before, Henry Gruber was shown a vision that Donald John Trump will once again be in control of America. Only not as a president, but as a king. Kings have a whole lot more authority than a president. Anyway, I saw television screens showing massive arrests. An alert went out on my cell phone that DJT, Donald John Trump, was assuming control as the new president. I expected people would be rioting, looting, but instead they were celebrating in the streets like after World War II. In the dream, a man came to me and started crying, saying how all of his evil bosses in the banking system had been arrested and rounded up. You remember Chris Reed said that there is a chaos event coming? And I believe he said part of that had to do with a bunch of arrests. Bingo. It's what they're saying is all of this could, I didn't say will, could be happening this year in 2024. Hope you're listening. In the dream, man came to me and said his evil bosses in his bank had been rounded up. He said he was a Christian and now been praying for this for many years. People took to the streets in victory celebration. We jumped on the back of a fire truck to catch a ride. Everything was amazing. Then I heard a huge explosion. A suitcase nuke had been detonated within the city. I didn't see the explosion, but I saw the shockwave from it. We jumped off the truck, ran into a restaurant, hiding. We were far enough away, no mass nuclear effect for us, just broken windows and glasses. More like an earthquake. Then an alert came over the cell phone saying a nuclear emergency shelter in place, meaning when you see a massive arrests, when you see Donald Trump back in charge, when you see the old financial system taken away and a new financial system brought in, either then immediately or probably within 6 months, you can expect the suitcase nukes to go off. No joke. We have 34 prophecies. 34 saying this is coming. So if you haven't got you one of those EMP shield devices, empshield.com, promo code prophecy, I'd recommend you be about it. Former Russian National Security Advisor Alexander Lebed, in an interview with CBS magazine 60 Minutes on 7 September 97, claimed that the Russian military had lost track of more than 100 out of the total of 250 suitcase nuclear bombs designed for sabotage. And they are not under the control of the armed forces of Russia any longer. The government of the Russian Federation rejected Lebed's claims and stated that such weapons had never been created. Baloney. So now, November 1998, we had Stanislav Lunev, the highest-ranking Russian military officer to ever defect from Russia, come and speak at Prophecy Club. He made a DVD which you can watch instantly at watch.com. prophecyclub.com. Watch prophecyclub.com. You can go watch it right now. It's called Russian Defector Warns America, and in this video he stated that he was actually part of a team sent by Russia to find a place to begin hiding 50 quote lost in Russia suitcase nuclear bombs that he was part of smuggling into America. No joke. Okay, no kidding. Now let's jump to May 5th, 2003. Michael Boldea, grandson of Dmitry Dudeman. Dmitry visited him in a dream and showed him suitcase nukes going off in California, Illinois, Michigan, Arizona, Washington State, Florida, and New York. So, if you live in one of those states, you best be going to empshield.com and getting yourself one of these gadgets. Okay, you put, as I've done, one in my car, my wife's car, and they also have them for your house. So that when, not if, when these suitcase nukes go off, your car still starts. As they say, a one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. So when no one else's car starts and your car starts, that's going to be very, very nice. I saw an outline of the states taking shape. Small lights begin flickering on and off in California, Illinois, Michigan, Arizona, Washington State, Florida. I don't understand. What does this mean? He said. Dmitri said to him, "These are places where those who were sent here long ago to bring fear and cause chaos have situated themselves. They lie in wait, planning and plotting destruction. They are as coiled serpents looking forward to the hour when they will be loosed upon this nation. But if God's children pray, once more he will delay the season of sorrow that is yet to come." Now, understand, this was back in 2003. I believe that there's already been at least three, perhaps even more delays than that. Now, we still need to pray that it's delayed, and you can do that by going to prophecyclub.com, slide to the bottom, sign up for Fast Gap. That's what we fast and pray for America each week, and that's on the list. Now, when I interviewed Michael about this, I asked him, are these the big Russian suitcase nukes where one takes out an entire city, or these smaller suitcase nukes? He said, no, they look like smaller suitcase nukes to me. Then on October 15th, 2004, again, Michael Boldea had a dream. He said, suddenly I saw, this is only part of it, I saw a snake, seemed out of nowhere, a brown snake lunged at the eagle, meaning America, bit down on its left wing, and the snake's strike was very quick and precise. The eagle reacted without delay, clawing and pecking at the snake, cutting out deep wounds in its underbelly, trying to fend itself off from the serpent. Now, later in the dream, he's going to identify that that was 9/11. Just as it seemed the eagle was winning the battle and the serpent was retreating, sounds kind of like right now, another serpent appeared, red and black diagonal stripes covering its body, without hesitation struck down on the eagle's right wing, biting down, refusing to release. My guess is that's probably the suitcase nukes. After a momentary tug of war, the serpent tore off flesh and feathers, leaving a large wound on the right eagle's right wing. The second bite was much worse than the first, and for an instant, the eagle was stunned. Then a serpent much larger than the previous two, made of many colors or many nations, slithered toward the eagle, opened its jaws, lunged, taking the whole of the eagle's head in its mouth before biting down. "This has been revealed to you," the angel said, "so that you may know that the first bite, 9/11, has been. The second bite, I believe suitcase nukes, is yet to come. And the third, which is an all-out attack by Russia, will be her demise." He said, also, I feel it important to share with you that the second snake bite seemed to come from an unexpected place. Right now, America would not expect 35 suitcase nukes to go off the same day. But based upon the prophecies, everything I see, that apparently is exactly what they planned. Now let's jump January 9, 2005. This is one for me. God speaks to me once in a while too. So in my prayer closet, I asked the Lord, what is the next 9/11 attack? He showed me it's going to be a series of small nuclear explosions all across America. And international bankers would be the ones behind it, or the Molochs. And they would use sophisticated bombs and experts in several cities, with one hitting a regional bank, destroying their records and their backups, putting billions of dollars into their hands, and throwing America's economy into a tailspin. What a deal. They make billions, and our economy goes down. Then in 2005, former Congressman Kurt Weldon, Vice Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, uncovered a plot that there was to set explosions in 10 cities. Well, he couldn't get the authorities to act on it. I wonder why. Because they know about it? They're complicit with it? I wonder. He published the information into a book. I've got a copy of it right behind me, called Countdown to Terror. He listed the 10 cities where Valdez, Alaska, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Boston, New York City, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Chicago, Miami, Houston, and remember those because you're going to see those again in just a minute. Then in February 2013, we invited Doug Metzger to come and make a Prophecy Club DVD. You can also watch that instantly at watchprophecyclub.com. Watchprophecyclub.com. Name is Will You Survive America's Fall? I recommend you go watch it. Yeah, very good DVD. Both of these are very good. In which he reports that he was shown a vision of suitcase nukes hitting, listen to the cities, Los Angeles, New York City, Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco, Houston, Seattle, Orlando, Dallas, Atlanta, and Denver. If you're on the list, you best be having you one of these. I'm telling you, EMPShield.com. Use the promo code PROPHECY, get your $50 discount, and helps your prophecy club.